only the way that Bible is
the only passage.
The only passage that written in this manner.
这要我要给他什么题目呢?
What kind of topic I'll give
him? 就是人的状况.
Man's state.
The condition of man before God.
人在神面前的状况.
人在神面前的状况.
The state of man before God.
其实我们每一个人 遇到人的时候跟没有遇到人的时候我们状况都不一样
Today our state is so different when you encounter people when you don't encounter people
所以我们见到人的时候我们都会比较整齐梳得好好衣服穿得整齐然后才面对人因为在人面前应当有一些比较像样的状况
When we face people, our state is that we want to be more tidy so that we are faceable.
等到没有人的时候呢?
When there's somebody is there,
也是有状况.
Well, we have a state.
什么状况呢?
What kind of state?
另一种状况.
Another kind of state.
无状之状, 有况之况.
And that's their own kind of state.
所以很多人的外表跟里面的情形完全不一样.
So a lot of people outwardly and inwardly are so different.
有一次我住在一个人家里面.
There was one I stayed in one person's house.
半夜的时候那个狗, 叫到整个毛骨悚然起来
Midnight, the dog barks so strangely
所以那乡下的人说 这种声音就是狗见到鬼才这么吠
The villagers say that it is because when a dog sees a ghost it will bark in this manner
吠吠吠吠吠 差不多25分钟不停
And bark for about 25 minutes
我醒过来了
I woke
当我醒过来的时候
When I woke up
我看看那只狗站在那边像人
I saw that dog standing like a man barking there
我看了我自己都会毛骨悚然起来
Well, my hair all stand
但是这个狗跟我很好 因为我住在那个人家里常常住的
But this dog is good to me because I stay in this place very often
我就出来叫那个狗 来来来来
So I called that dog to come
这个狗不来的
But it wouldn't come
平常很听话 一叫它来 马上头低下去 尾巴摇摇就来了
In ordinary time you will come wagging the tail
它一直看着一个 哦 站住在那里叫
But it's looking one direction and barking
不久我听见别人在叫他了
Then I see the people
bark 家里的主人也醒过来了
The master also woke up
主人也在叫他了
And I also called the dog
那他也不来
And he wouldn't come
那我就晚安 你们好睡吗
I said good night Did you have a good sleep
原来呢他也不好睡 给狗吠起来
Well he didn't sleep well because he awakened by the dog
主人跟他的太太站在一边
So the master and the wife stood one side
我突然看 看不认出这个是他太太
Suddenly I see I couldn't realize that this is a wife
我才知道晚上是这样的
So I realized at night it looked differently
白天眉毛是黑的 嘴唇是红的 这个面孔是很端正的
And in the daytime all the makeups
晚上的这里一块白 那里一块白 一大堆
But at night it looked so differently
头发的像榴莲一样的
The hair like a durian
整个脸完全不一样
Totally different
然后那个时候又很暗
Was the dark?
我就眼睛眯着，一直看到底是不是他太太。
Trying to see whether there's a wife or not.
如果是的话，明天早上又变成怎么样了？
And if so, then tomorrow what will you turn to?
那个时候我还没有结婚。
I was not married yet.
所以我不知道原来女人晚上是这样的。
So I never realized that lady looked at that man in the night.
那白天不一样。
Different from daytime.
等到我结婚以后呢？
After I got married.
我就看看我太太是不是也是这样的。
I see my wife whether she looks the same or not.
见人在外面是一套。 在房间是另外一套
And outside is one way and home is one way
我就问他说
So I asked her
你们女人晚上是不是放一大堆这个卷来卷去的 吃来吃去的东西 他说多数是这样的
Most
women
do that
那么你呢 他说有时候这样 有时候不是这样
Sometimes I do that too
我说最好你不要那样
I'd rather you don't do that
因为你是我太太
Because you're my wife
晚上睡觉我很想摸摸你的头
I want to touch your hair
你摸到一粒榴莲 我就不喜欢
If I touch a durian I'm frightened
我爱吃榴莲 不喜欢摸榴莲
I like the
Indian
durian.
你们爱不爱吃榴莲呢?
Do you like durian?
爱。
Oh yes.
爱不爱摸榴莲呢?
Do you like to touch it?
不爱。
No.
所以我说，请你晚上头不要变成榴莲，好不好?
And I better your hair don't turn to be a durian.
那你说怎么办？我明天头发不好看怎么办呢?
I said the next day if my hair does not look well or good.
最少呢，一同睡的时候你不要先放榴莲。
Well at least when you sleep you don't put up to be a durian.
明天早上早一点起来。
The next day you wake up early.
我睡得最熟的时候你去弄榴莲。
When I sound asleep you make it.
早上4点到6点我不会去摸你的头的。
And 4 to 6 I will not touch you in the hair.
后来他就听了我的话。
So she listened to me.
所以我这一生很少摸到榴莲。
So very seldom I touch durian.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
你明白我的意思吗?
Do you understand?
你自己在一起的时候。
When you are yourself,
你跟你丈夫在一起,
when you are with
跟你太太在一起,
with the wife,
你一种像,
you have one
等你见别人的时候,
when you see others,
另外一种像,
another appearance.
其实女人应当把最好看的像给丈夫看, 不要给外人看。
Actually, your most beautiful side must be given to your husband, not to others.
可是,
What's beautiful?
别人看你很漂亮，什么用？你已经有人的了。
You say people, you show so beautiful face, others no use.
最重要，你丈夫看你好看，才是真的好看。
It's important your husband says you're good, you're good.
懂不懂？今天开始不要做傻瓜啊！
别别富，
做得很好看，别人更看，那就做一个母夜叉的样子给你丈夫看。
A good face to other man, not the ugly face to your husband.
这是很笨的事情。
It's very foolish.
好，现在我们每一个人都有一些外表。
So we have our stage.
我们都懂得装饰。
And we all know how to make up.
都懂得把自己弄得很漂亮。
And beautify ourselves.
但是上帝说
，But God said,
你要不要我告诉你？
Do you want me to tell you?
你里面真正的状况是什么
？What's the true state inside?
你说是的。
You say yes.
我想知道。
I want to know.
你把衣服穿得厚得不得了。
You want to put your clothing?
看起来很胖，没有用。
Look as if you're fat, no use.
因为这是衣服把你包胖的。
Because all this clothing make you to be fat.
你里面骨瘦如柴，未必是第四期。
You're so skinny.
所以呢，外面拍照拍到照片。
So outside you took a photograph.
里面拍照拍到肺病。
When you took from inside, you got an X-ray with this TV.
什么叫做里面的拍照呢
？What's the inner photo?
能够透到里面 X-ray 的拍照。
The X-ray that come to inside.
啊，神现在用他天上的 X-ray 来照人的状况。
God used heavenly X-ray to take our inner state.
有时候我很想想象一下。人如果有另外一种照相机来拍，怎么样呢
？Many times, I think, imagine we have kind of different kind of camera to take people.
什么照相机
？Situation will be
灵性照相机
，spiritual camera.
什么叫做灵性照相机
？What is spiritual camera?
一拍就知道你信心多少，盼望多少，爱心多少的。
And when you take the photo, you know how much you have faith, hope, and love.
有的人外面很大
，some look so big outside,
像蚂蚁一样小
，but the faith like an ant, so small.
有的人个子很小，信心像大象一样大
，some very small in the size, but then like an elephant.
所以如果你跟 别人站在一起拍照
，So you stand with others take a photograph.
原来拍出来你很大，他很小。
The picture says you're big, you're small.
或者他很小，你很大。
Or small, you're big.
那你会感到怎么样呢
？You feel what?
那就是要从神的眼光来看自己。
You will look it from God's view.
如果一个人能够从神的话看清自己真正的本相
，If a man through God's word can through his own see his own true nature,
这个人灵性很容易进步的。
He can progress in spirituality.
为什么有些基督徒从来不进步呢
？Why since some of these Christians never progress?
因为他总是自己欺骗自己的，我就是这样。
Because he deceives himself saying that I'm like that.
如果人家劝说你这样不对呢，我就是这样，你要怎么样
？If people would tell you it's wrong for you to such way, say such is my way.
无论你怎么讲，我就是这样。
No matter how you say that's my way.
啊，今天神要告诉你
，God will tell you today.
你真正的样，你要看，要在神面前看。
You must see your true state in the eye of God.
罗马书第五章第六到第十一节是全本圣经里面对人的状态三重描写最清楚。
So in Romans chapter 5 verse 6 to 11, describe about the state of earth before the Lord so clearly.
第六节说什么？
The
当我们还软弱的时候。
And we are still powerless.
第八节说什么呢？
Verse 8 says.
当我们还做罪人。的时候
，When you're yet sinners，
第四节说什么呢
？The verse ten，
当我们还做仇敌的时候
，When you're yet enemies to God，
所以这个三重的描写
，So these three descriptions
都用的时候、的时候、的时候
，At a time, at a time, at a time，
全本圣经三重三次用时态跟位分的状况连在一起的。只有这一段圣经。
Only this passage in the whole Bible talk about our state as in link with time.
好，我们现在来念这三节的圣经，好不好
？So we read these three verses.
罗马书第五章第六节，一同来读一、二、三。因我们还软弱的时候，第八节，一、二、三。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候，第十节，一、二、三。因为我们做仇敌的时候，这里有几个时候啊
？How many when time
的时候几次啊？三次。
Three times.
第一次是什么？软弱的时候。
When you're weak or powerless.
第几节
？Which verse?
第六节。
Six.
第二次是什么
？The second.
做罪人的时候。
While we're yet sinners.
第几节
？Which verse?
第八节。
Eight.
第三次是什么？做仇敌的时候
，When we're yet enemy to God，
第几节
？Which verse？
第十节
，Verse number ten。
好，现在大家跟着我念，大家看这里。当我们还软弱的时候，第二，当我们还做 罪人的时候，第三，他们还做仇敌的时候。所以人到底真正的状况是什么呢？
What's the true state of man?
第一样，
the first,
人是软弱的。
Man is powerless.
大家说，
软弱的。
第二样，
second,
人是有罪的。
Man
大家说，
sinners.
第三样，
the third,
人是上帝的仇敌。大家说，
man is God's enemy.
好，再讲一次，一二三。人是软弱的，人是有罪的，人是上帝的仇敌。这是人性的三个描写。
So these are three descriptions of human nature.
这个是人的三个状况的写照。
And also the description of man's three stages.
无论你是皇帝
，No matter you're king，
你是总理
，Whether you're prime minister，
你是将军
，Whether you're general，
你是富翁
，Whether you're rich man，
你是教授
，Whether you're professor，
无论你是学生
，No matter you're student，
或者你是乞丐
，Or you're a beggar，
在神面前不看。你的地位
，In the eyes of Lord, Lord never see your position.
神不管你的社会身份
，God doesn't care your social status.
神不管你的经济的实力
，Doesn't care also your financial status.
神不管你的学位有多少
，No matter how many degrees that you have.
神从人性的状况来看我们
，But from the human nature, you understand your state.
每个人都是一样的
，Everyone is the same.
我们的第一个状况是什么呢
？Our first condition is.
我们是软弱的
，We are weak.
你是哪里是？我们很强的
We're strong.
我们很壮的
We're strong.
我们很健康的
We're very healthy.
我每次吃 multivitamin
I take multivitamin
我吃了很多很多的营养
I took much of it.
我怎么是软弱的
How can you say I'm weak?
上帝说你不要跟我辩论
God said don't argue with you.
人是软弱的
Men are weak.
第二样
The second
人都是有罪的
Men are all sinners.
胖的人
The fat one
胖罪人
You are the fat sinner
瘦的人
The thin one
瘦罪人
The thin sinners
男人
Man,
男罪人
the male sinners,
女人
female,
女罪人
female sinners,
老人
the old,
老罪人
old sinners,
小孩子
young man,
小罪人
the young sinners,
健康的人
with the healthy,
健康的罪人
healthy sinners,
病的人
sick,
病罪人
the sick sinners,
正常的人
the normal man,
正常罪人
normal sinners,
神经病的
and mentally wrong,
神经罪人
mental sickness,
全世界的人都是罪人
the whole world are sinners,
这是第二个状态
that's the second condition,
第三个状态是
and the third,
我们都是上帝的仇敌
We are all God's enemies.
我们里面有仇恨
We have hatred.
我们里面有报仇的心智
We are hard to take revenge.
我们里面抵挡的个性
We have the nature to go against.
我们有反抗的本质
To rebel.
因为我们里面有仇敌的那个心态在
We have the mentality to be enemies.
很奇怪的
Strange now.
你对孩子的不可以不可以他偏偏去做
Do your son you say don't do that don't do that he will do it.
有没有啊有没有啊
Do you find?
当你看见你的孩子
When you see your children going against you, don't feel bad because you are the one who go against your parents.
你在你学生的举动上面看见你过去的影子，你知道吗
？In your student, you can see your images in the past.
你看见整个人类对你不好，就是表示你对神就是这样。
You see that all、oh, everybody is not good to you, but that's the manner you behave to God.
我们的下一代是我们自己的影子的一个表现。
Our next generation is the reflection of our own image.
我们有惰性的本质
，We have this laziness.
我们有反叛的本质
，We have rebellious nature.
我们有故意顶撞不顺从的本质
，We have a disobedient nature.
我们的爱很浅，非常微小。我们的恨是很丰富
，Our love is shallow yet our hatred is deep.
我们的爱是被动的。我们的恨是主动的
Our this love is passive yet our this hatred is active
所以你常常听见这样的话
So you see you hear this often
我这个人就是这样
I'm such
如果你对我好我就比你更好
You're good to me I'm better to you
如果你对我坏我就比你更坏
You're better to me I'll be worse to you
你听过这样的话吗
Have you heard that?
听过没有
Have you heard that?
哎，你有没有听过这样的话
Have you heard that?
我这个人就是这样
I'm such
如果人对我好我就比他更好
If you're good to me, I'll be better to you.
如果人对我坏，我就比他更坏。
You're better to me, I'm more evil to you.
你听过这个话吗
？Have you heard that?
大家说有没有？有，你不是听过，你讲过。
Not only you heard, you said it before.
我这个人就是这样。
Such is me.
人对我好，我就对他好。
You're good to me, I'll be better to you.
人对我坏，我就比他更坏。
You're better to me, I'll be more evil to you.
为什么要比呢？你
Why worse?
你不打自招的。
Because you renounce yourself.
你的恨是主动的, 你的爱是被动,
because your hate is active, your love is passive.
如果人送我鸡蛋, 我就送他鸭蛋,
if people keep me an chicken egg, I will give a duck egg.
如果人送原子弹, 我送他氢气弹,
if they give me an atomic bomb, I will give hydrogen bomb.
大家一同完蛋,
we are all be finished.
我们的个性就是这样,
such is our nature.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
我们的反叛性,
we ought to be rebellious.
我们的仇恨性,
hate.
我们的报复性,
and as a revenge.
使我们一生不能做伟大的人,
causes,
只能做小人,
causes us not to be a great man in our life, but a little man.
就是很多的人没有看见的事情,
it's something that people never see.
伟大的人格,
a great personality.
爱的本质在他里,
it's the nature of love.
爱的源头,
and the source of love,
不是从罪人里面产生出来,
not coming from the sinner,
从神那边产生出来,
from God.
所以今天圣经告诉我们, 在神面前, 我们有三大状况的描写,
before the Lord, there are three descriptions of our state.
我们是软弱的,
we are weak.
第二,
second,
我们是有罪的,
we are sinners.
第三,
the third,
我们是仇敌,
we are God's enemies.
好, 我们要思想这三状况的描写, 到底是指什么呢?
So when we ponder on this three state of description, what do they mean?
为什么叫做软弱呢?
What do you mean that we are powerless or weak?
我们在神的律法面前, 我们是没有办法遵行的,
which means before the law of God, we cannot obey.
所以对神的旨意, 对神的计划, 对神的律法, 来说, 我们是软弱,
to the will, to the plan, to the law of God, we are powerless.
第二样,
the second,
对这个撒旦, 对撒旦的诱惑, 我们是没有办法, 也去抵挡他的,
to the temptation coming from Satan, we cannot resist.
我再讲一次,
one more time.
对撒旦的诱惑,
to the temptation of Satan,
对试探的来临,
when the temptation comes to us,
我们没有办法去抵挡他,
we cannot resist.
对上帝的律法, 我们是软弱, 也没有办法去遵行,
to the law of God, we are weak, we cannot obey.
所以呢, 我们在神的道, 跟魔鬼的试探中间, 我们都陷入软弱,
so in the will of God, in the temptation of Satan, we are all powerless.
第二样,
the second,
为什么说我们是罪人呢?
What's that we say we are sinners?
从上帝的意义来说,
from God's righteous point of view,
从我们被造于神的形象样式的荣耀来说,
from the perspective of glory, we are creating the image of God,
我们是有罪的,
we are sinners.
因为罪就是义的反面词,
because sin is the opposite of righteousness,
罪亏欠了上帝的荣耀,
because sin falls short of the glory of God.
所以3章23节告诉我们, 世人都犯了罪, 亏欠了上帝的荣耀,
so chapter 3 verse 23 says the armament of sin and falls short of the glory of God.
这是从第二方面来讲,
that's from the second perspective.
第三方面来,
the third,
什么叫做我们是仇敌呢?
What are we, are enemies of God?
因为我们是 抵挡神的,
because we go against God.
我们是抵挡神的计划的,
we go against the plan of God.
我们是抵挡神的灵给我们的引导的,
we go against the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以这样就给我们看见, 我们的灵界中间真正的状况就是这样,
so that we see that in the spiritual state true self.
这三个词, 软弱, 罪人, 仇敌, 绝对不是指我们的身体这一方面,
so these three descriptions not pointing to the physical body, that's that we are sinners and also we are weak and also
我们仇敌,
we are enemies.
当我们用身体的状况来看的时候,
well, talk physically,
很多人是很强壮的,
we are strong.
很多人是很干净的,
we are very clean.
很多人是很和善的,
we are very gentle.
非常友善的,
very friendly.
但是亲爱的君子们,
but my dear friends,
事实不是如此,
the true fact is not.
当你看见一个很强壮的人,
we see a man who is strong at physical,
对什么人都很强,
he is strong to everybody.
但是等到引诱来到的时候, 他弱得不得了,
when the temptation comes, it's so weak.
奇怪的,
it's strange.
有一些人叫他做礼拜,
some you ask him to go to the,
我不去,
I'm not going.
你来了,
come.
不去就不,
I'm not going.
很好听的,
it's good.
我告诉你不要再听,
I tell you I won't go.
他总是硬的,
he's strong.
但这种人呢,
but this kind of people,
有人带他去赌博的时候,
people bring them to gamble.
我们一同去赌吧, 好吧?
We go and gamble.
他说,
okay, I'll go.
他强不强的?
Is he strong? He's not.
他能不能挡住? 不能挡住,
can resist? No.
你把他带去上帝面前, 他就强得不得了,
you want to bring him to God, he's so harsh and hard.
你把他带到鸡里面, 他就像一条狗一样, 跟着你去,
you bring them to this prostitute, he will be like a dog.
你明白吗?
You understand?
因为他是一个软弱的,
he's weak.
他的 他的刚强是假的，他的软弱是真的。
He's strong is a false one, but then he's
weak is true. 我相信我们每一个人都有这样的经验。
Everyone has this kind of experience.
自己对自己说。
When you tell yourself,
从今天起
，henceforth，
我不要这么做。
I'm not going to do this.
从今天起
，from today onward，
我不再犯这个罪。
I'm not going to sin this.
从今天起
，from today onward，
我不肯受引诱。
I will not be tempted.
那么我请问你
，I want to ask，
你对自己立过这个愿以后，你真的遵行了吗？
After you make this resolution to yourself, have you followed?
你不必回答我。
You didn't have to answer.
因为你越答越不好意思。
Because the more you answer, the more you feel shameful.
你知道答案就存在你心里。
You know the answer is with you.
今天在神的话的面前。
Today in the Word of God.
你要承认你是软。
You must acknowledge that you're weak.
我们给撒旦拉住鼻子走的时候，我们没有反抗。
We are taken away by Satan without resistance.
我们当那些罪人带我到不应当去的地方的时候，我们那么柔顺的顺服他们。
When the sinner bring us to the place we should not go, we are so gentle and follow them by obedience.
我们在神的律法面前，我们没有力量去遵行。
Before the law of God, we never practice acts.
在撒旦的诱惑试探面前，没有力量抵挡。
In the temptation of Satan, we never resist.
你不是软弱是什么的？
If you're not weak, what then is?
你看好书的时候，一下子就打瞌睡。
When you read good books, you snore.
你看圣经的时候，一下子就看不下去。
When you read the Bible, you cannot continue.
但是当你看那些肮脏污秽的书的时候，你眼睛像百万的电灯那么大。
When you read the pornographic books, you so wake up.
你明白了吗
？You understand?
你是不是软弱的人
？Are you weak?
你行善不成，行恶有余。
You cannot do good, but you not do much evil.
你知善不行。知恶偏其
善。You know the good you never do it, but you know the evil, but yet you do it.
所以神今天对我们讲的话是真理。
But God today will speak to us.
神对我们讲的是真实的。
Speak to us in truthfulness.
你不承认也得承认。
If you don't acknowledge, so you have acknowledged.
状况本来就是这样。
Because such is our state.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
有多少外面给人看出很刚强的人，他知道他外强中干。里面很软弱。
How many people look up as strong, but yet they know the inside they're so evil?
你是软弱的。
I'm weak.
所以你没有能力遵行上帝。
So you don't have power to obey God.
你没有能力挑起律法的轭。
You cannot take up this yoke of the law.
你没有能力顺服圣灵的引导。
You cannot obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
你是软弱的。
Because you're weak.
因为你是软弱的。
Because you're weak.
所以你没有力量抵挡魔鬼的试探。
And that's why you cannot resist the temptation of Satan.
因为你是软弱的。
Because you're weak.
所以坏的人把你带，你就跟他去。
The evil man will bring you and you'll follow.
我有时候不明白人性会这么败坏。
Sometimes I can't understand why the human nature is so weak.
这么不公义。
So unrighteous.
你欠人信耶稣的时候。
When you ask people to
be
Jesus, they say, no God.
你证明给我看。
Prove to me.
不合我的逻辑。
It's not correct.
我理性想不通。
My reason can't understand.
不合理所以我不信。
It's not logical, I don't believe.
奇怪的，同样这个人，你带他去犯罪的时候
，Same man, you take him to sin.
带他去吸毒的时候
，To take drugs.
他不用同样的原则来处理。
He never used the same principle to deal with you.
不用用同样的方法来辩论。
The same method to argue with you.
不用同样的逻辑来抗拒。
The same logic to go against you.
你请他吸毒的时候
，When you ask him to take drugs,
他又说为什么要吸毒
？Why must I take
drugs? 合理不合理
？Is it reasonable?
不合我的理。
It's not correct.
一定不吸。
I wouldn't take it.
没有这样的人。
No.
我们对上帝是关门的。对撒旦是把心开启。
To God we are closed, but to Satan we are open our heart.
你今天晚上一定要承认人性是软弱的。
Tonight you must acknowledge that human nature is weak.
而就是这一点呢，许多的心理学以为他就明白人类。
And upon this, the psychology taught that a new man.
所以我个人看现代的心理学是很可怜的。
When I see modern psychology, I see it so pitiful.
因为他看人只看到罗马书第六诫的情形。
Because when they see men, they only see chapters 5 or 6 in Rome.
而他看的就是单单对于行为上的软弱，没有看到对遵行神律法的软弱，对抵挡撒旦的软弱。因为心理学讨论的不是灵界的事情。
They only see on the behavioral weaknesses, not the thing that we are weak to Satan temptation or to God's law.
这就是我们过去为什么想不明白，这么多的心理辅导，结果很少人被辅导成功。
And that's why you see there's so many psychological counselors, but they're never successful in their counseling.
有这么多的哲学博士、心理学博士在戒毒中心帮忙，很少人真正戒毒。
So many people who are learning psychology in knowledge, but yet cannot help people to drug rehabilitate.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为被 辅导的人是软弱的。
Because the one to be counseled is weak.
要辅导别人的人自己也是软弱的。
The one who counsels others also is weak.
他了解人是软弱的。
They understand that man is weak.
他说了解的不是心理的软弱，没有进到灵性软弱的。
They only understand the psychological weakness, but not spiritual weakness.
许多的政府不得不承认一件事情。
And most of the government will acknowledge.
他们花了千千千万万万的财宝。要赶一些人从吸毒的陷阱中间出来，结果没有多大果效。
They spend much money to rehabilitate people from drug, but they are not successful.
但是基督教用爱、用神的道、用圣灵的能力所做的工作，实实在在是有目共睹的。
But Christianity uses love of God, the Bible, to rehabilitate people, and we see the result with our eyes.
虽然如此，
even though so,
这些心理学家还不愿意认错。
But psychologists still refuse to admit that.
他们还不愿意谦卑。
They don't want to be humble.
他们以为基督徒是不懂，只有他们才真正懂人性的问题。
They thought a Christian doesn't know anything, and they only themselves know the human nature.
所以被辅导的心里有病，辅导人的心里的病更重。
So the counselee and the counselors are all weak.
在印尼，我看到有两种人。
In Indonesia, I see two kind of people.
一种是牧师去找心理学的医生。
One is a pastor who go and see a psychologist.
第二种是心理学医生来找牧师。
And one is a psychologist coming to see the pastor.
你说哪一个对啊？
Which is right?
我告诉你，真的就是真的，假的就是假的。
I say true is true and false is false.
用真理。
When you use the truth,
真爱
true love,
真关心
and true concern,
去教导别人的
to teach others,
他一定要从神的话得出能力
he would be empowered by the word of God,
从圣灵得出感动
and also be touched by the Holy Spirit,
才能把人带到主的面前
then only they can bring people to Christ.
如果一个真基督徒的这个医生
if a true Christian doctor,
他一定能帮助人
He will be able to help others.
真明白圣经的牧师
or one, a pastor who truly understands the Bible,
也会帮助那些不明白上帝道的心理学博士
He can also help those doctors who do not understand the word of God, even though he's a psychologist.
有一次我在香港讲道
It was in Hong Kong I was preaching.
我许多心理学的医生、心理学的博士，他们自己家里乱七八糟，根本需要辅导。
I say many of these psychologists, they are in a mess in their home. They need to be counseled.
讲完了，有一个女子到前面来。
And after that, there was a lady who came forward.
还没有讲完，我就一直哭，一直哭，一直哭。
Before she said anything, she shed tears.
我就问她说：“你哭什么？”
I said, "What are you crying for?"
她说：“我听你讲到很痛苦。”
She said, "I feel so hard when I heard listen to you."
糟糕了，听我讲到会很痛苦。
Well, you suffer when you listen to me. I said,
我刚才讲的到哪一句叫你痛苦？
And with a statement that I said, make you suffer.
他说：“你说心理学，心理学家家里很痛苦，我就是那个人。”
You see, psychology has been a mess in our home. That's me.
我的丈夫是心理学博士。
My husband have a PhD in
psychology. 在某某大学里面教做教授。
He's in such a university.
也自己开了一个这个辅导的中心。
And have a counseling center by himself.
但是他跟我两个人感情坏到不得了。
But we are so bad in terms of relationship.
眼泪一直流。
And she cried and cried.
我说你叫你的丈夫与你一同来，我来辅导你。
I say, you ask your husband to come with you, I will counsel you.
我不用心理学的原理辅导你。
I'm not using psychology to counsel you.
我用上帝的话辅导。
Using God's word to counsel you.
真的，过两天以后。
And 2 days later.
她把她的丈夫带来。
She brought the husband.
两个人住在那边。
Both of them sat there.
我跟他们谈神的爱的问题。
I talk to them God's love.
他们一直点头。
Not the head.
知道他们的缺点在什么。
They know where their weaknesses are.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters.
人是软弱的。
Men are weak.
这是第一个状况。
This is the first state.
第二个状况的描写是。
The second description.
人是罪人。
Men are sinners.
那请你注意的这里呢是一个地位的描写。
Here is a description of position.
不是生活的描写。
Not a life.
世界的法律是从生活和行为去看。犯罪的事情
Because the law of the world view us as a sinner from our lives.
神从创世纪一开始的时候就不用这个办法来看我们
But from Genesis, from very beginning, God don't use this method to view us.
当一个人犯罪的时候
When a man sins,
世界的法律怎么处理他呢
How would the world's law deal with him?
把他抓出来
Catch on him,
然后找到证据
Find the evidence,
来证明他违背了宪法通这个法律的哪一条
？To prove that in which law he has broken，
照着他做的行为做错误的重轻来定他的罪。
According to behaviorist's crime， then you will punish him accordingly。
这样为什么把这个人找出来呢
？And why is they want to take this man out？
因为他的行为问题。
Because he had a problem with conduct.
为什么认为他行为有问题呢？
What is the problem with the conduct?
因为有宪法的限制给他突破了。
Because there's a law which been broken.
所以控告要用宪法。
So you've got to prosecute with the laws.
控告这个人，因为他有犯罪的行为。
Prosecute him because he had a sinful conduct.
行为犯罪，因为违背了法律里面条文。
The criminal conduct is because he break the laws.
所以这个世界的法律。都是在行为的层次里面。
So the law of the world only deal with our conduct.
但是圣经看犯罪的事情，不是单单在伦理同行为的层次里面。
But the Bible view the sin not only just from the ethical perspective.
圣经看人犯罪是与神之间关系的破坏，是自己在神面前领受的荣耀的丢失，也是在神面前堕落的一个地位。
Seeing that it is because we break our relationship with God, we take away the glory of God, we are fallen to the position of a sinner.
亚当犯罪以后，
after Adam sinned,
上帝不是对他说，你做了什么？
And when Adam sinned, God did not ask him, what have you done?
你吃了什么？
What have you eaten?
如果上帝这样讲的话，
if God would say so,
上帝把犯罪的事情当作是一种行为的范围，
which in God would deem this sin as a conduct.Misconduct.
你做了什么？
What have you done?
It's not the realm of the conduct.
不是行为的范围。
It's not the realm of ethics.
不是这个伦理道德的范围。
It's not something only concerning your freedom of choice.
不是关系到我们自由的选择。
It is something concerning your status of fall.
而关系到我们堕落的这个位置。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
所以从创世纪最原先的时候，
so from Genesis the most primal time,
启示里面完全没有错误的。
In this revelation, there's nothing wrong.
所提到的是位分的问题，重要过行为的问题。
Because position is more important than conduct.
是因为我犯罪，所以我被称为罪人。
So I've sinned, I'm called sinner.
而是因为我是罪人，所以我的罪人应当为我所犯的罪负责任。
But it is good, I'm a sinner, I got to be answerable to my sin.
亚当是违背神而犯罪。
And Adam go against God, and that's why he sinned.
不是因为犯罪，神才定他的罪。
And it is because after he has sinned, and God condemned him.
亚当没有犯罪以前，
before he sinned,
他就违背了神。
He go against God.
违背了神的话语。
He go against
违背了神所定的层次的问题。
He go against the order and level of God.
神在人之上。
A man, a God is above man.
神是人的头。
And God is head of man.
男人是女人的头。
And man is the head of the lady.
人是动物的头。
And a man is the head of the animals.
神高过人。
God is higher than man.
人高过动物。
Man is higher than animals.
动物高过植物。
And animals is higher than plants.
植物高过无生之物。
And plants are higher than the non-life.
这个全部的层次是清清楚。
And all this order are clear.
所以呢，夏娃应当顺服亚当。
So this Eve should be submissive to Adam.
亚当应当顺服上帝。
Adam should be submissive to God.
蛇应当顺服夏娃。
Serpent should submit to this Eve.
植物应当听动物的摆布。
And plant also should listen to the animals.
所以当动物来把果子吃掉的时候，
so when the animal come and eat the plant,
就这物不能反抗，你不可以吃我，
and
你不可以吃我。
Cannot go against it.
它一定顺服。
He will obey.
因为它是被造在动物的下面。
Because it's created under the animals.
动物被造在人的下面。
The animal is created under man.
这样的男人是女人的头。
So this man is head of lady.
女人是动物的头。
And the lady is head of the animals.
上帝是人的头。
God is the head of man.
动物高过植物。
And the animal is higher than plants.
甚至于破坏从什么时候开始？
All this has come into disharmony.
就从创世纪第三章开始。
It comes in Genesis chapter 3.
所以呢，亚当不讲话。
So Adam was silent.
夏娃讲话，亚当听。
And Eve was talking, and Adam was listening.
蛇讲话，夏娃听。
The serpent was talking, and Eve was listening.
你看到了吗？
You see?
全部乱了。
Oh, it's in chaos.
次序倒过来了。
The order is reversed.
所以呢，应当吃的你不吃。
What you have to eat, you don't eat.
不应当吃的，你去吃。
What you shouldn't eat, you eat.
你吃是你的自由。
You eat, that's your freedom.
但你不顺从神而吃，不是单单行为的问题。
But you eat in disobedience, not just a conduct problem.
你对神的背叛的这种位分的问题。
But it's a positional going against God.
怪不得当亚当吃了以后呢。
But after Adam eat,
上帝没有说亚当你吃什么。
God did not ask Adam, what have you eaten?
亚当，你到底做什么？
Adam, what have you done?
神不是这样问。
God did not ask this.
神怎么问呢？
What did he say?
亚当，
Adam，
你在哪里？
Where are you？
你明白了吗？
You understand？
犯罪是个位分的问题。
Sinning is a
position。 你在哪里？
Position， where are you？
你的地位在哪里？
Position， where are you？
你的原位不是这样。
Your position not there。
你的现位不是原位。
Your original position is there。
你一种以你的原位掉到现位里面了。
You have fallen from your position to the present position。
这个掉下的位分。
When you have fallen，
因为你不顺从。
Because you are disobedient。
你不顺从的时候。
When you are disobedient，
你找不到自己的身份。
You cannot find your own position。
这是属灵的原则。
That's spiritual principle。
一个人不顺从神的时候。
When a man go against God，
找不到他原则。
You cannot find your principle。
找不到自己的位分。
Cannot find your position。
你不顺从神。
When you are disobedient。
你结果就顺从魔鬼，
所以
你顺从魔鬼的时候，你就把最不重要的植物当作你最重要的生物，生命的需要植物。
Food, then you take as a food is most important.
撒旦说你吃吧。
Satan said you eat.
吃了这个果子，你的眼睛就明亮。
You eat it, your eye will be brightened.
真的亮吗？
Truly bright.
是。
Yes.
真的亮。
Truly bright.
亮了以后，
after that,
才看见自己没有穿衣服。
See that he's naked.
亮了以后，
after being brightened,
看不见魔鬼了。
Cannot see Satan now.
所以这种亮就使你变成无神论。
So this brightness causes you to become atheist.
因为对你说没有神。没有神的。
He said, no God, no God.
他也对你说没有鬼，没有鬼。
He also tell her, no ghost, no ghost.
想你就不信有鬼，你就中诡计。
So you don't believe that the devil, and then you fall into his trap.
很简单的道理。
Simple.
你今天到这个布吉冰当去的时候。
When you go to Bukit Bintang,
有扒手要扒你的东西的时候。
A pickpocket want to pick your pocket.
他会不会写当想小心，我就是那个扒你东西的扒手。
Be careful because I'm a pickpocket.
你要小心我。
You care for me.
因为我是扒手。
Because I'm pickpocket.
他会告诉你没有扒手。
He will tell you no pickpocket.
这里很平安。
Very peaceful here.
这里没有扒手。
No pickpocket.
没有扒手。
No pickpocket.
所以我一扒手一进去你就没有了。
So you pick and then no more.
不是没有扒手，是手扒就没有。
No pickpocket, but you pick and there's no more.
他告诉你没有扒手。
So you tell you no pickpocket. Why?
因为他就是扒手。
Because he is pickpocket.
对你是无神论的。
When you say it's the atheist.
也告诉你没有魔鬼。
You also tell there's no devil.
因为他就是魔鬼。
Because he's devil.
很简单的道理。
Simple.
经历了这么多的人被撒旦欺弄、愚弄、欺骗到这个地步，还不救？
There's so many people who have been fooled by the Satan yet don't realize.
罪的问题。
Sin.
所以上帝说
，God say，
你在哪里
？Where are you？
这是罪的问题。
That's a problem.
这是罪的地位。
The position of sin.
第三样。
The third.
我们在神面前的第三个状况的描写是什么
？The third description before the Lord is.
我们是仇敌。
We're enemies.
我们是仇敌
We're enemies.
很奇怪的话
Strange enough.
当你跟人家谈话的他跟你谈得很投机
When you talk to people,
你谈生意
you talk about business,
谈社会
society,
谈教育
about education,
谈华人
Chinese,
谈马来人
Malay,
他跟你谈
talk to you.
谈得很好以后
Good.
你就跟他谈耶稣
Suddenly you talk about Jesus
马上搬起脸孔来
You change.
这个不必谈
Don't talk about this.
你有这样的经验吗
Have you this experience?
为什么呢
Why?
因为人是上帝的
Because man is God's enemy.
有一次我对一群人讲到。
It was one I was preaching to a group.
讲到一个时候，我内心非常感动，要讲一句话。
And I was touched to say a statement.
我说，亲爱的朋友。
I said, my dear friend.
请你告诉我，你为什么反对耶稣
？Tell me why they go against Jesus.
耶稣一生有哪一件事得罪你，使你要这样反对
？Anything in Jesus' life that caused against you?
我实实在在告诉你。
I tell you.
如果你真正研究出来
If you truly study,
你就发觉你对耶稣的反对是完完全全绝绝对对没有理由
I tell you there's no single reason for you to hate him to go against him
我讲的时候非常的热烈
I was so touched in my heart
我心里太冲动了
I was so moved
想不到后来有一个人到我面前来
But later one man came to me
他说我给你提醒了
I want to remind you
我再想一想
I thought,
我这一生为什么反对耶稣
Why did I go against Jesus?
是不是你讲的有道理
Is it because what you say is reasonable?
我再想再想
And I thought and thought
我感到你是对的
I said you're right
我反对耶稣的理由都根本不充足
There's no reason for me to go against God
因为他从来没有得罪我
He has never go against me
在地上从来没有做一件错事
He has never done something wrong in the world
今天我们对耶稣的反对
Today our
对上帝的反对
When you're enemies to God
那是因为罪已经在我们里面生根建造他的营垒
Because sin has formed himself in us.
所以主耶稣说什么
？To Jesus,
我把真理告诉你们。
You say I tell the truth.
你们就因此想杀我。
Because of that, you want to condemn and murder.
人间有这么可怕的话吗
such terrifying little word.
因为我要打死你, 所以你们要打我, 啊, 这个就可以明白了,
because I want to kill you, and that's why you're going to kill me. We can understand that.
耶稣说什么?
What did Jesus say?
我把真理告诉你们,
I tell you the truth.
你们就因此想杀我,
because of that, you want to murder me.
记载的约翰福音第八章里面,
John chapter 8 records.
亲爱的弟兄,
my dear brothers and sisters,
人恨上帝,
man hate God.
人反对上帝,
man oppose God.
人做上帝的仇敌,
man become enemies of God.
是绝对没有理由的,
and absolutely there's no good reason.
我们就在这样的状况中,
such is our state.
我相信我们中间的从前许多的人都是上帝的仇敌,
I believe that many of us in the past are enemies of God.
后来你借着基督的死与上帝和好,
but later on you are reconciled because of the death of Jesus.
感谢上帝,
praise the Lord.
若不是基督为我们钉死十字架,
if it's a Christ who crucified for us,
这三种状况的描写, 我们的地位绝对不能改过来,
this free position of us as the description cannot be changed.
感谢上帝,
praise the Lord.
我们软弱的时候,
when you are weak,
基督为我们死,
Christ died for us.
当我们做罪人的时候,
while you are yet sinners,
基督为我们死,
Christ died for us.
当我们做仇敌的时候,
when you are still God's enemies,
基督为我们死,
Christ died for us.
我们才回到上帝面前,
then we can return to him.
感谢上帝,
praise the Lord.
愿主赐福我们每一个人,
may God bless each and every one of us.
给我们看见我们真正的光景,
to see our true state.
如果你做基督徒很久了,
if you have been Christian for a long time,
直到今天你还发现,
until today you still discovered,
你是软弱的,
you're weak,
你是有罪的,
you're sin,
你是仇敌,
yeah, you're enemy,
你还没有回转过来,
you've not returned.
今天晚上,
tonight,
我奉主名对你说,
in the name of Jesus,
基督已经为你死了,
Christ has died for you,
把你从仇敌的地位转回变成神儿女的地位,
turn you from the position of enemy to one of your children.
他要你把从罪的状况转回过来,
from the state of these sinners, you want to turn you to be a righteous one.
他要把你从软弱的状况转回过来，使你变成心灵刚强的一个基督徒.
Weak, turning you to strong spiritually.
都因为他为我们死了.
Because you died for him.
请问,
I want to ask,
你肯不肯?
Are you willing?
谦卑地,
be humble.
到主的面前说,
come to God.
主啊,
Lord,
这个软弱的人就是我。
I am that weak person.
这个罪的人就是我。
I am that sinner.
这个仇敌就是我。
I am that enemy.
今天晚上,
tonight,
我回到主的面前。
I will come back to you.
你愿意吗?
Are you willing?
你愿意吗?
Are you willing?
你不是回答我。
You are not answering me.
你回答上帝。
You are answering God.
我们低头祷告。
We bow our heads.
十字架, 十字架, 十字架,